somebody needs to get one of those little Glee Club things. It's podcast time!
Podcast time!
And yes, on this week's thrilling episode, we have celebrity deaths!
Yes, and my dogs hate Greg Rambin.
My neighbor's dogs seem to hate me.
And my boss hates me!
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Quarantine life. How's it going, dudes?
It's just peachy.
It's awesome. I couldn't ask for anything more.
You're really digging this. You're never coming out of your house. You probably look like Tom Hanks on Castaway right now, and you're just enjoying every moment of it.
Yeah, I you know what? I mean, there's nowhere to go, so I might as well enjoy it as best I can, right?
No, but things are open. There's restaurants open. You can go places.
Really? Why did you tell me that?
Well, I just want to see how, you know, excited you are to really go to your favorite places.
I don't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to go anywhere before. You know, this whole thing's been great.
Now you don't have to find excuses to not hang out with people. You're just like, sorry, I'd love to, but COVID.
Yeah. No. Ooh, I would, man. I would absolutely go hang gliding with you, but I guess I won't because it's dangerous. No. Can't. You know, sorry. I'd love to help you move, but I can't.
That's one thing that's so funny is because about 3 weeks before this, I put off declining to go to a friend's destination wedding for like 5 months. And then finally, like, you know, mid-February, he hit me up. It's like, dude, he asked me to be in the wedding too. And it's in Ireland. And I was like,
whoa.
Yeah. But I said no, just because it's in Northern Ireland, and I don't know. I've been to Ireland before. I'm just...
Yeah, those nasty leprechauns are dangerous.
Dublin, I've been there, and I've been all over. I've been all over Ireland. I went with my wife a couple years ago for work, and it was a lot of fun. But I got invited to a destination wedding in Ireland, and that's a huge trip for a wedding in my brain.
Yeah, well, we're getting married in Ireland. That you do that so that people don't go to your wedding. Maybe that's
why he said, hey, I'll put Sean in it because he's not going to come anyway.
Right. I mean,
he may have got what he wanted. But if I would have just waited 2 weeks, I could have had COVID as an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I would come, but COVID, no traveling. Sorry. Hate to do that to you. But because I told him 2 weeks before COVID, I was honest. I was like, dude, that's a long trip. I got the family. It's like school. Like, I'm just like basically being like, yeah, that's a lot. So, no.
When is he getting married?
He's getting married in Belfast, and with the Breck. Oh, when? 2 weekends after Labor Day, which that's not happening now. But yeah. Again, we haven't talked since I declined his invitation to be at his wedding.
Could be worse. Yeah. You may end up going to his Zoom wedding.
Oh yeah, that's. I gotta figure a way to cancel that too.
Like, you know, I might actually get involved in that if they deliver me food and drinks, because that's the only reason to go to a wedding anyway, is for the food and the drinks. You know, if there's no free food and no free drinks, why the hell am I going?
That's a good point.
You know,
and if they would just send that to the house,
so
like
I can
an Uber
celebrate
guy.
Your big special day. Woo! No, I'll call you.
It would be great if the Uber Eats guy just showed up with like just a full catering entree with like balloons and like a steak.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
no,
pop the champagne.
I ordered
the
chicken. I said chicken. Yeah. What the hell?
Again, this is one of these inventions that if we followed through on, there's probably a lot of money here if we followed this through.
Yeah. Well, you know, you send me a bottle of champagne and my steak, then dude, I'm in. Absolutely.
Virtual weddings.
Mm-hmm.
You send us a lot of money and we'll send, you know, just food to people with cards that say, thanks for coming to my wedding.
Right. You send that to me. You give me food and drinks. I will actually write, you know, a card and send it to you. That'd be all right.
I'll be all right.
I can do that.
Yeah, that would be, that'd be an easier. That should be an actually option for weddings that you don't want to go to. Like, you can attend or you can Zoom it. Like, either or. Technology could be beneficial. Like, you don't actually have to go to things anymore. Just, like, send me a link. I'll watch from a camera or something. Cheer from my house.
Yeah, I'll be by the pool. You do whatever you want, and yeah. I'll be fine.
Yeah, when you do the perfect toast or whatever, I'll see you guys. I'll raise a beer and then do a cannonball.
Yeah. Hell, no worries.
Yeah. Yee-haw. So, Greg, how's life, man?
Today was the first day that I noticed that I think I have a neighbor nearby who works all day and leaves their dog outside the entire time. So from basically 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., that damn dog did not stop barking.
Do you live near me? And I'm sorry, man. I leave my back door open. You know, I'll go downstairs and, you know, get to work at like, you know, 10 or 11 or whatever. I'll let the dogs just go in and out. And today was like insane. I don't know what the hell got into my dogs, but they were out just barking all damn day. So I'd have to get up and go up, you know, go outside, shut up, you know, bring them in. And then, you know, all day long. So I didn't realize you live that close. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, sound carries. There's not as many people out, and so the sound does carry from Ootawa to Ringgold.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
One of my neighbors was walking their dog through the neighborhood, and it stopped and peed on my mailbox, leg midair, and my neighbor and I locked eye contact, and she waved at me. So. Was that?
Did you? Like, man, if you put up a finger and, you know, kind of, you know, did that to her, that would have been fun right there.
I guess I'm prepared for that situation now. Like, that's the first time in my life. I mean, I've seen dogs pee on mailboxes, but not mine with the owner. Like, just there. Like, all right. And then, matters worse, 2 days later, I got a compost pile a little bit, you know, across the street. It's like some woods over there. And, you know, I dumped some, you know, grass clippings there, whatever, and there's a telephone pole there, and somebody just took a bag of dog crap that they picked up and just left it right there on top.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, that, like,
I don't. Is that good manners by the dog people? Is that acceptable in the dog community?
I don't think so. I think if you were to empty the poo from the bag, okay, but if you just set a bag of poo, you know, on top, then no, that's bad. That's not good. No.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, the bag of poo was on top of the compost, but the compost I had called the city, you know, weeks prior to come remove, and they took that actually just yesterday.
Hey, I'm going to need you guys to remove this. Never mind that I put it there.
That's the weird thing. It's like, you know, those guys when they came to clean the brush. That's a good point. They're like, this guy put poop out of here.
You know, which is funny because years ago I had this light post in my yard. And for some stupid reason, one night I sat out there with my BB gun and shot the light post and, you know, blew out the light. So then I called them to come and replace the light. And dude goes up there and he replaces the light bulb, and he came back down and he looked at me and he said, "You know, if you shoot the light out again, I'm not coming back to replace the light." And I'm like, what? Somebody shot it? What? And he just looked at me. He's like, yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not replacing it again. And I'm like, okay, fine. Sorry.
Tell my neighbor to stop his antics.
Yeah. Like, I'll find the hooligans who did this. You know, it was me. Sorry.
That's funny. You get a talking to by the, you know, the light guy, the electrician's like, dude, come on. I got
the guy that changes the light bulb, you know,
was like, yeah, he got you. He was like, listen,
yeah, I got busted by the light bulb changing guy.
Hand slapped.
He's done it for years and years, Boner. He can tell when a person has shot out one's light.
Well, I'm sure and there's like plastic around it or whatever it was. I'm sure it had 27 dings in it, you know, from when I missed the actual light bulb. And yeah, I got busted. Oops.
And he's got that portable BB gun ballistics test. That looks like a Daisy Red Ryder special. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He should have told you were going to shoot your eye out.
Well, you know what? I felt stupid, and I had no choice but to lie at that point. I don't. I do a BB gun. That's crazy talk. You know, I don't know.
Dang kids! I'll get on them.
Yeah. If I see them, don't worry. I'll put a stop to this. So you know, whatever. Oops.
That's all good. We've all been there. Who hasn't shot out a streetlight with a BB gun before?
I'm going with Greg.
Circle gets the square.
My guess is Greg. Greg has not done that. Can you guys hear my dogs? They're going insane upstairs again.
Yeah, what's going on?
I have no idea.
Masked singer on?
I really don't know.
It's like dancing fruit on the TV singing songs.
Yeah, I don't know, but I wish they would stop. That'd be great.
Yeah, they're pretty loud. Tell them you're working.
Yeah, they don't care. They're like,
can you send them back outside to bother Greg?
You know, I'm guessing. I think my wife took off a little while ago, and maybe she's home, and that's what they saw her pull up or something. I'm hoping. Otherwise, it's possible that somebody will come in here and kill me in just a minute. So,
well, hopefully, at least we'll be rolling tape. We'll highlight that.
No,
part.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Of course, dude, we'll have to live stream it right away. Like that, you know what the ratings would be for that?
Oh, dude,
Mauled by garage in basement drinking beer.
Yeah, yeah. I tried to hit him with a beer, but it was empty. It's just
damn the views we would get. We would shoot up this podcast chart right quick.
And I'm not allowed to carry a BB gun anymore because of the light guy.
Right.
Yeah, see, you're screwed, dude. Way to bring it around, Greg. That's awesome.
Now, I do keep my 40 caliber right next to my chair here. So I suppose, if I had to, I'd just shoot him.
Take care of him.
Yeah.
So Jerry Stiller, man, that was awful news this week, dude. He was... You know, Frank Costanza, best secondary character ever.
Yeah, that's terrible. I hate that. You know, unfortunately, it seems like there's just way too many people going these days. You know, I mean, celebrities. There's been quite a
Richard
few lately.
Little. Yeah, Richard.
Yeah,
Richard Little on Sunday, and then
Rich
Jerry
Little.
Stiller.
Right. Rich Little. Richard
Do you
Little
think that was
Richard.
His real name or a stage name?
Pettigrew.
Hey, that's Richard a great Penniman. Play on words.
Penniman.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. Yeah.
What was he going for? The dick joke? You think was that what it was all about, or was it out of a different meeting 87 years ago?
I just wondered if he had an older brother who was also named Richard, and they're like, "Well, this one's way smaller." So I don't know, Little Richard, or
it's.
Maybe he was even smaller than, Mr. Richard's wiener. And he's like, wow, look at that thing.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
That's Little Richard right there.
That's right. There you go. That's how he started. That's where that phrase came from.
Yeah, could be.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Didn't he play Riverbend? I'm pretty sure, right?
Why are you looking at me?
I was actually, Greg, if you were in the room, I was looking at you. That's where I was going. I think Boater was too.
Yes, Greg.
You know what? When he passed away, that was one thing I didn't look up. The Beatles, they emulated him. Their early music that they did, that they owe a lot to Little Richard.
Yeah, all those gigs they did in blackface. I remember those.
Oh, yeah, the blackface years, sure.
June 13th, 2009, he played the barge on the Coca-Cola stage.
Wow, no kidding. Okay. All right.
Boom, nailed it.
Yeah, I remember not seeing that.
Yeah, the godfather of rock and roll. You were like, nope.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
How did he get the name the Godfather of Rock and Roll? Because, I mean, and no disrespect at all. I mean, I respect everything he did, but he's not – his genre of music's not really classified rock and roll. I mean, I don't – the way we classify it now, like our radio stations.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, but he came up at a time when that phrase had been coined by Alan Freed, the disc jockey. That's what he called it. And he was on the scene right as that phrase was coined.
That's very interesting. That's incredible. Because if you just fell out of a time capsule, you'd be like, why? He's a rock and roll guy?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, back in 1956, rock and roll was a whole different, you know, story. So
Well, that was my question. I didn't really necessarily follow his career, but in headlines it says, you know, the godfather of rock and roll, blah, blah. And you're like, you know, that's incredibly sad. Just the genre of music. It's like it should be the godfather of funk or like something that more fit his sound, I would think. That's it.
Well, I mean, I do know that these days, and I don't know who's going to take over, but I was pretty sure that, like, Godsmack, when they wanted to, you know, form a band, they had to go and talk to Little Richard.
They probably did.
Do we have your permission to put out a record? And he,
woo! You come to me on my door!
So. Yeah, I guess you can! All right! Go for it, Sonny!
I think it was
that's
something
how
like
where
that.
They shred in the history books. Exactly how that. That's how that happens.
I mean, that's what I picture. I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, who gets that job now? Dave Grohl?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it really should fall to me.
Yeah. For some reason, I was going to say you, but I knew you'd defer back to you, so I gave you that. I was going to say it could be Bummer.
Yeah, I mean, it really should be me. And I would love to determine whether bands get to have a band or not. That would be great. I would love that responsibility. You know, if they go, dude, should we play? I'd be no.
It'd be very few bands.
I heard you play, and basically terrible. Please don't ever again. No. Permission denied. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You
be
are
like, you're like one of
the
Shark Tank guys for bands. They come to you, they play in front of you. Like, yeah, nope, not interested. Beat it. Next.
Yeah.
I guess
that'd be perfect for me, I think.
It wouldn't be a lot of bands.
I'm going to allow you to have a band, but one day I will call upon you to do me a favor. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, of course. Or else I will kill a horse and leave him in your bed.
Yeah, that'd be a great job for me. I like that.
Well, that's essentially how you got our birthday bash artists all together, right? You threatened the lives of Scott Stapp and also various members of Theory of a Dead Man. Isn't that what you did, Bo?
I don't want to talk about that right now. No. Not on tape. Sorry.
Yeah. We don't want to let the secrets out, man. That was a good night. We want to be able to do that again sometime. So,
Yeah, very
quiet.
Yeah. So, you guys watched anything on Netflix? I don't think I've been on Netflix in over a week, I think. So,
dude,
I haven't seen anything.
Four episodes into the best show out. Like,
what's that?
This is going to be the show. This is going to be the show of quarantine. I actually can't wait to get off this podcast.
Is there a Rainbow Bright?
No, dude.
Series.
It's one of the most bad. You probably don't even know about it, dude. It's so new.
Bridesmaid, the series.
Nope. Ozark.
Ozark. Oh, yeah, I think I've heard
Jason
of that.
Bateman in it. Yeah, you guys don't know about this. This is some, you know, quarantine stuff. Four episodes in. I started it like 4.5 weeks ago.
Which season are you four episodes in to?
I checked last night when I restarted it. I was like, I'm up to season three. Episode 3. And I started it, I stopped it, I read the title on the bottom, and I did that twice. And I was like, all right. Because it had been, I had started Ozark, and I was really into when she pushed the guy off the boat at the end of season episode 2. And then I got an Xbox and just went down that rabbit hole for weeks. And I reeled it back in last night and went back in on Ozark. And now I watched another 2 episodes, and it's just awesome. And I wanted to just watch
it. It is, yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I've
seen. I did watch something new, one thing new that premiered this week on Netflix, and that is Jerry Seinfeld's new stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And is it any good?
It's good. I mean, it's, you know, his observational humor here in...
Yeah, I watched that, too, and maybe I'm too tough a critic because I did the same thing to Chris D'Elia, but I turned Jerry off 20 minutes in.
Oh, really? You didn't give him a full chance, huh?
And I have, and I paid a lot of money. He's coming to the Tivoli, or was supposed to be coming to the Tivoli here in like May 27th. Show's rescheduled, TBD. But I paid money to go see him. Like, I'm a Seinfeld guy, and I was last Friday when they dropped that special. I was there, and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be awesome." Cracked a beer, 8 o'clock. First thing I went to, I was disappointed.
Is that AM?
Yeah, exactly. Got done. I was still on the air. I just did a few breaks, kicked in the recliner. You know, got back up.
I ain't telling you how to live. I was just curious. You know.
Nailed it. That's why you don't specify on quarantine. 8 a.m. This is the time of the life. Like, everything is airport time. It just doesn't matter. Like, you can cook a steak at 7:30 to have a beer. Like, why do you just matter?
Now, one of our listeners messaged me right after, you know, one of those sweepers that we have playing, you know, Dear Quarantine Diaries. Right. The one that had my first beer at 8 a.m. And the guy said, why are y'all waiting so late to have your first beer?
Yeah. Well, the reason is because I slept until 10. So,
yeah, because that's the gift and the curse, or I guess, or the crux is you can either start early and go to bed early, or, you know, stay late and sleep. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. So, well, that's why I waited until 11, because I didn't get up until 10. So
because you were up late on the back end. Yeah. Like, you got to sleep a little bit.
Yeah. Today I did crack a beer at about noon.
Nice.
Maybe 1 o'clock, something like that. And the reason was because I was so hungover from last night. And I'm like, I just feel terrible. This is my only hope today. So,
beer.
Yeah. So I cracked a beer at like 1 and let my body even out a little bit. And then, you know, by 3 o'clock, I was perfectly good for going on the air and all that. And by perfectly good, I mean, you know, not really, but
close enough.
Yeah. Close enough. It was a near facsimile of decent. So, you know, whatever.
So are we going to have to move the beer cooler upstairs once we return to the building?
I think that's a stellar idea. I did suggest to our general manager that I should probably take all of the beer out when she, you know, said, hey, we have this everybody's working from home bit. I'm like, well, all this beer is going to go bad. I really should probably just take this with me so it doesn't, you know, spoil. You know, that would be terrible.
Way to take one for the team.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's going to go bad. I don't know what to tell you. And, she just looked at me like,
because she's going to take it.
Mm.
It's like, don't take my idea.
Mm. Yeah. Get your stuff and go home. I think is what she said. Just get your stuff.
We should
and go
just
home.
Take all. We should leave the cooler down there and take all the beer out of it and fill up the refrigerator upstairs. That's bigger and closer to our office.
Okay.
They will walk by an empty beer cooler and be like, oh, man, the beer cooler is empty. We should order more beer. And we'll just keep doing that, and they'll just be like, you know, always beer rolling through, like a revolving door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good call. We should probably like that do
idea.
That.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's not tell anybody either.
Or here's another option. We just plain don't go back to work.
I don't know if that's going to work. They're starting to sniff around and ask, you know, questions about possibly us coming out. And now I'm, like, trying to – you know, figure out ways, excuses to come up with as to why I can't.
Yeah. Well, I know the boss asked me about it last night. You know, he called me and said, hey, you know, we're thinking about, bringing some people back. I'm like, I see. Well, let me kick that around, sir. I'll get back to you on that. And he's like, well, yeah, okay. And so, there, you know, that was that.
He called me and said the same thing. And I was like, when? It's like 4th of July? And he's like, Wednesday. And I was like,
the Wednesday before Thanksgiving? Because I'm good with that.
Yeah, like, he's like, this is Wednesday. I'm like, and like, I honestly just didn't even know what to say. And I was trying to say bittersweet to try to say something that was like somewhat professional. And I just think I just said, oh, that stinks.
I gave no, I just, yeah, let me kick that around as if it's my decision, you know?
Yeah, no, we're kidding about this. If they tell us to go back, you know, safely. And that's, they're doing their part. I mean, I know they're, They're cleaning everything, and they will not make us go back until it is 100%, you know, acceptable to go back. And I respect that. So if they do ask, you know, I'm not going to go kicking and screaming, but maybe we can start like 2 days a week.
Drag me out of this house. That's what you'll have to do. Drag me out.
Is it bad when he started? The first thing I want to do is like try to like start a list of demands. Like, okay, I'll come back, but how about weekends? We can do from the house. How about anytime I have to fill in for somebody from the house? Like, you know, there's just all these things now because it's so convenient to do. Just want to get it all out there before we go back. Like, well, we'll come back, but
maybe I have really become accustomed to peeing in my own bathroom. So anytime I have to pee, I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's going to work.
Come here to talk. I want my mail forwarded to the house. Maybe just come in twice a month.
Although, you know, I also was thinking that, you know, the radio station and lots of businesses have been saving a lot of money. And I know that they're losing a lot of money and not being able to necessarily do business. But, you know, some things they are saving money on, like, you know, not having to have like wicked air conditioning in our building because there's nobody there, or electricity, or, you know, all of these things that we are actually now paying for. And
that's
I thought, well, you know what? I may send them an invoice.
Here's my internet bill.
Yeah. I mean, I'm paying it. I'm paying
without
for
internet, I can't
electricity.
Work, yeah.
I'm paying for all of this stuff now.
That's so a hefty spin zone right there. We just send our utilities to them.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm doing all my business on my cell phone, which I have to pay for. I may send them a bill.
Well, we need to talk to our CPAs or financial or the guy at Walmart who does our taxes and, you know, itemize this year.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a very good point. Thinking out loud, I think I may do that. A lot of this could probably be written off.
I mean, I thought, you know what? I may do it just for fun, just to send send the boss an invoice, you know, itemized with, not only that, man, you're renting space. I have to carve out a part of my house now that's now my office. There's space rental, and this is very expensive property here in Ooh, I don't know if you're aware of this.
Mr. Boner, and what is this under miscellaneous? $12,564.34.
Well, that's beer. What are you, new?
Exactly.
A month? Yeah, a month. Man, I'm working from home. You know, that's a lot of day drinking I'm doing here.
It is going to change, like, commercial real estate. Like, everybody who has office buildings, like, you may just be like, well, listen, or you can work from wherever you want in the country. You don't have to come to the office anymore. Like, that's going to happen at a lot of places, I'd imagine.
Well, like, Twitter, they announced this week that people who work at the company Twitter, a lot of them are not coming back into the office. They're allowed not to work in the office anymore.
See, I bet productivity is up. Like, people probably get more done at home only because there's so many less distractions, even with your kids homeschooling, this, that. Once you get into like a routine, there's still less distractions than at work. Every second you're head on a swivel. Somebody's coming to your office doing this. You get in this conversation. You go to do this.
Oh, my God. I just had a brilliant idea. That's the perfect way. You know those people at work that you don't like? You're like, you know what? I want you to work from home. You really seem to be more productive. And you don't ever have to see them in the office again.
There you go.
Well, wait a minute. That's a good idea. Wait a minute. Thinking that way, you got a call from the boss, Sean?
Yeah.
Owner, you got a call from the boss?
And I got a call from the boss and you didn't.
And I did not. Wait a minute.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Wow.
Well,
we know who the boss doesn't like.
Well,
good thing we figured this out.
I mean, you still get to work there. You know, you still get to work and they're still going to pay you. They just don't want to ever look at you.
Yeah, so, you just know they don't like you. That's it. Like, yeah, still get a paycheck.
They think you are a tool, and they don't ever want to talk to you again. So
it
just
wasn't signed
home
with love. No love in it. They were like, they just had to sign it. You don't get any more year, you know, anniversaries. They'll mail them to you.
Aww. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just telling you the rules that are in place for the non-invited.
That's fine. I'm fine. I'll just sit here and listen to dogs bark for 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, I told you I was sorry. So, damn, harp on it.
Now you can take your damn dog with you up to the office.
Mm-mm-mm. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll have him sit on your desk.
Fine.
Fine. Nice.
Well, that was fun, guys. Fun 30 minutes.
Is it over?
I'd stay
already?
In chat, but I got Ozarks, you know, this new Netflix show. Super, it's going to be really popular.
Yeah. Let us know how that works out.
Yeah, I can't wait. This Jason Bateman guy, he's got something, man. You got to watch him. I think he's going to be something one day. Hey, good.
I remember back, you know, when he was a nobody. What was that show he was on?
Hogan's Family.
Yeah.
That's way back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Jason Bateman guy, dude. I followed his
also Arrested Development.
Wasn't he in Teen Wolf?
He was in the sequel. Yes, he was.
Teen Wolf 2?
Jay Fox went first, and he went second.
Mm-hmm. And his real life sister played Michael J. Fox's sister in Family Ties.
Yeah, Justine Bateman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's
Justine and Jason.
That's true. These are true things. These
I wonder
have
if
happened.
Justine's career wasn't as had the longevity Jason's did it. He's in like everything. He is just everything you put on, he's in. Her?
Not so much.
Yeah.
I don't think I've even seen her in a Hallmark Christmas movie yet.
No.
I know I haven't. Or ever seen the Hallmark channel. So.
Jason Bateman and Michael J. Fox, a lot of crossover there. I wonder if they were friends.
They were sworn enemies.
Who knows? Maybe there's some beef there. Maybe like Michael J. Fox, like, you know, secretly hooked up with his sister. We don't know.
Was it Teen Wolf that they took a picture of the cast and the one dude had his wiener out? I think it was Teen Wolf.
Yeah, I think it was too.
some member of the staff stood there in the big staff picture with his wiener out.
Ah, yes, the 80s when you could do that.
Right. They probably immediately gave that guy an Oscar, I hope.
I love the good old days. You just bust your wiener out whenever.
It was a wild time back then, man. I know you're not watching it, Boner, but the Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary in the 90s, just like the way people talked to each other, interacted with each other. Like Michael Jordan was basically a bully, but he was like, if he did what he did now, the entire people on Twitter be like, he's such a bully, blah, blah, blah. He calls it being a competitor. Now it's being called being a bully, but it was just how we were back then. It was just accepted. It was just kind of stuff's wild when you take a look back on history and just see how we were. You're like, oh, wow, that wouldn't fly now.
Now, that stuff has gone on for 100 years, though, and I'm sure still does. You know, that was one of my favorite things. You know, when I was in, like, high school and playing soccer, my favorite thing was to just tool on the people that I was playing against and get in their head. You know, every time – and I played defense, you know, at the end of my career, you know, keeping people from scoring, and they would try to – you know, they take a shot and I'd just be in their face going, nothing. You'll never score on me ever. Never, never. You know, and they'd be like, man, shut up. I'm like, nope, never going to happen. You see the other side of the field over there? Try that side because it ain't happening over here. And they'd just be like, God, man, leave me alone.
Now some lady named Karen will take your picture, tweet about it, and people will be coming at you for being like a bully and making some kid cry because they were shitty at sports.
Well, I mean, but that was half of the fun. Really?
No, you know, I get it.
Getting right there in somebody's face, and then
that kid. I was the guy that was getting bullied. I was eating hot dogs in the outfield. I get it. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah. Right. All right. Greg, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good then.
What's going on in Greg's world? Justin didn't call me.
Well, oh, yeah, you're so sad. He doesn't like you. I don't know what was there a part of that you didn't get?
I got it.
Okay. All right.
Fine, man.
Real good, hates you.
Score on that side of the field.
Get you a hot dog. Just go over there and sit by yourself.
So, Sean, do I keep it in the back pocket or one of the front pockets?
The back pocket's best, back just in pocket. Case.
Yeah, you ask Sean which, he'd say both.
There's no wrong answer, really.
What's wrong with why not have two?
Yeah. One in your mouth, two in the pocket.
That's a completely different story.
Yeah. All right, we're going to need to clip that little part out because that's going somewhere, somehow.
That's the next promo.
One in the mouth, two in the pocket. Right.
We'll clip that too.
Damn it!
No!